You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. The Oakland A's last won the World Series almost 30 years ago. Generally, since then, there hasn't been all that much to cheer about. They're a low-budget ball club in a deep-pocketed league. Every time a player starts to get good, he gets shipped out because they won't be able to afford him. It's enough to make a fan not want to go to a game. But hey, guess what? All of a sudden, they're hella good. In fact, if the season ended now, they would be in the playoffs. So what is going on? KELW's Ben Trefney joins me in studio. And besides being our news director, Ben, you are also our resident sports junkie.
It's true. And we're about to start up our softball season, Hannah. Go Mashers.
Go Mashers. So how come the A's are so good this year?
Magic.
No.
It's kind of hard to say, honestly. They're just a really good team, but they weren't at the beginning of the season. They were just mediocre the first couple of months, mm-hmm. win some, lose some. And then around the middle of June, they were a couple games under 500. And since then, they've been the hottest team in baseball. So let's break it down. Mm-hmm. First, there's this guy.
40 again. That one is drilled. Right center field. And it is good. 31.
That is designated hitter Chris Davis smacking his 31st homer of the season on Sunday. He's the big hitter, super hot right now, and he has the third most homers in baseball this year. Mm. And the A's as a team, they got the third most homers in baseball this year. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Then there's defense.
This one's popped up. Chapman, you feel like he can catch everything, and he did.
That's third baseman Matt Chapman. Most analysts think he's the best defensive third baseman in the game, and he might be the best defensive player in all of baseball. And Hannah, this is only his second year. So there's him.
Mm-hmm.
And every good baseball team has to have good pitching, and the A's have that too.
Okay.
2-0 pitch. Grounded to short. Scooped up by Simeon. It's a no-hitter. It's a no-hitter. Sean Manaea has no-hit the hottest team in baseball. An absolutely sensational performance.
That's Sean Manaea, no-hitting the Boston Red Sox back in April. He's one of many young guns on the pitching staff who are pretty good. But where the A's are really, really good is in their bullpen.
What's a bullpen?
It's the place where the pitchers who come in after the first pitcher hang out.
Okay, uh-huh.
So they've got a really good bullpen. Let's hear something about them.
0-2 pitch. Strike. Three call, Luke Kroy tags him, and that, folks, is the ball game. So another pitcher's duel and another win for the Athletics. Trinan gets his 28th save, and the A's are 20 games over 500.
That's Blake Trinan, and he is off the charts good. He's given up less than a run every nine innings pitched, like a full game, and that's better than any closer in baseball. All the A's relievers are good, Hannah, and that means when they're ahead at the ends of games, they win.
Okay.
In fact, they've got the best winning percentage in one-run games in all of baseball.
Okay, so I get why they're good. When was the last time they played well?
Yeah, it's been a little while, Hannah. They've not won a World Series since 1989, though they have had some success since then. Mm-hmm. Hey, Gabe, can you play a little tune to get us rolling here? Let's go back to the legendary season of 2002 when they won a league record 20 straight games. That was when A's general manager Billy Beane famously figured out players' worth using sabermetrics. That's basically just crunching numbers. But Michael Lewis wrote a book about the A's. Right. Then a movie got made.
Moneyball.
Then Brad Pitt's hanging out in Oakland.
Yes.
And then the A's did not win the World Series.
Oh.
In 2012, the A's had the lowest payroll in baseball. No surprise there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're five games back at Texas with just nine games to go, and they went ahead and won the division. But then they lost to the Detroit Tigers, and then, well, the San Francisco Giants won the World Series, which I don't think A's fans are very happy about.
Mm.
And Hannah, just 4 years ago, in 2014, the A's were the best team in baseball right about this time of year. And then they traded their heart and soul slugger, Yoenis Cespedes, for John Lester, and that did not really work out. The team kind of fell apart, they eked into the playoffs, they lost the wild card game, yeah. And the Giants won the World Series again.
Again. Okay, so now that the A's are good again, does it mean they're going to stick around?
Yeah, I don't know. There's actually a bunch of reasons that they might go.
Mm.
They don't really get enough people out to the Coliseum to watch games. As of today, they're only drawing about 18,000 fans per home game. That's fourth worst in the majors. You jump across the bay, and the Giants, who aren't nearly as good as the A's this year, they're drawing almost 39,000 people per game. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the Giants charge an extra $14 per fan per game. So let's do some more math. Baseball's a game for stat geeks, as you might know. It's more than 20,000 people per game that the Giants draw. That's times 81 games a year, and say that you can make $40 per game per person on that. That's a lot of money. That totals up to about $64 million a year if you draw more fans.
Such a huge number.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, Hana, it might not even matter if the A's drew a bunch more fans.
Why?
Because where they play at the Coliseum, this is a cavernous stadium. It's made for football and baseball, and it's kind of old. And the Raiders, they're headed to a new stadium in Las Vegas. That's going to leave the A's as the only major league game in town. And the ownership group has been trying to get a new baseball stadium or get out of town to get a new baseball stadium for a while. Mm-hmm. Every major sports owner wants a new stadium because new stadiums have luxury boxes and high-end amenities for rich people. The Vegas Raiders, they're going to charge more
It's
tough to even say that, but the Vegas Raiders are charging more than any other team for seat licenses. The seat licenses are the rights for fans to buy season tickets. Mm-hmm. The Warriors are moving into the Chase Center here in San Francisco, and that's going to price out all kinds of fans. They already charge more than pretty much any team.
Right.
And the 49ers, they moved into Levi Stadium in Santa Clara a couple years ago, and even though it's hot and trafficy, it makes money on the elite audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, pro sports is not just for fun, despite the hype, despite the appearances. It's for money.
That's what it sounds like.
Yep, and the owners do what makes money. Just ask these faithful Golden State Warriors fans who are being left behind as their team moves into a high-rent district.
I mean, there seems to be no loyalty to these fans.
Yeah, it does not look like that, really. I think that's the way that the A's fans feel.
Okay, so what does it look like will happen to the A's?
Well, if they keep playing well, maybe they'll get the playoffs. Maybe they'll win another World Series. Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll make some more money. Maybe they'll keep some of their players. Maybe they'll get a new stadium. The fans want that. Mayor Libby Schaff wants that.
Right.
But if history tells the story of the future, Hana, the A's will keep lowballing. The fans may or may not show up, and the team generally won't be very competitive.
Except this year.
Except this year, because they're magic.
Magic. Okay, thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Hana.
Ben Trefney is KLW's news director and manager of the McLaren Park Mashers softball team. Go Mashers.
Go Mashers.
Back then were dominant when derby hats were prominent. Legends filled athletic uniforms. Home Run Baker and the Chief. Double X brought pitchers grief. They broke up the A's and then the darkest days were born. I'm talking baseball. Simmons, Grove, and Dykes. A's baseball. Pete Suter and Black Mike. Ferris, Fain, and Chance both had their day.